This is Sunday morning, June the 16th, 2019. We're going to put this under the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And I want to read you a Cyril Brain post. The reason is because it just really helps you understand where we are as far as where our president is and what he's doing and what he's doing for our country and what's happening. Now, there's a lot of videos and things, links to this, you know, to fill in the blanks, but I think it gives you a pretty good, it gave me a really good picture about what really got the United States to where it is today. Okay, this is Trump's historic state visit to the UK, and it says, winning, winning, and winning. Are you tired of winning yet? Are you enjoying the show? Are you receiving the maestro's subtle messages from the battlefield? Do you see his latest Twitter page image illustrating D-Day? Do you have eyes to see? And there's a link to that. Did you see the big, big, big win Trump brought back from the UK? He gave you hints in his June 6th interview with Laura Ingraham. Let's see if you can decode the related tweet. There's another link. There are many clues, but the most impressive one is coded in the video length. Okay, he's talking about the value of the royal family, but also the 2.5 men he gave. Anyway, we won't go into that. When the maestro confirmed by saying 3.5 days, 2.5 men brings Charlie Sheen, and bingo, we enter winning land. So it was a little video of Martin Sheen. Charlie Sheen. He had been accused of something, and he keeps talking about winning and winning and winning and winning. And so the president just used that as an example. All right. So he's telling us he won something related to the UK royal family. What could it be? To find out, we need to decode the first tweet of the day. Read very carefully. You thought our independence released us from the sovereignty of the British king. We're talking about the War of Independence. Think again. If you don't know these things, get ready because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Start by watching the following video very carefully. You've got it. Let's recap and focus on the U.S. We'll get back to the three-city empire later. Since the 1606 First Virginia Charter, America has been under the authority of the British Crown. After our independence, the Paris Treaty of 1783 was signed, and the King of England kept his right to continue receiving payments for his business venture of colonizing America. In other words, we were his slaves. In 1810, the 13th Amendment, that later mysteriously disappeared, was ratified and stipulated U.S. presidents were subservient to the King of England. In other words, the U.S. president was his puppet. In 1871, Congress put the last nail in the coffin by passing the Act of 1871, which created a separate corporation known as the United States and corporate government of the District of Columbia. This treasonous act allowed the District of Columbia to operate as a corporation outside the original Constitution of the United States and outside the best interest of the American citizens. Forget everything you were taught in school. Welcome to La La Land. Now, the dream I had about D.C. crumbling, falling, I believe it's actually, all it is an homage to Satan with all its symbolism, the whole city. Are you ready for this? Do you want to know what a U.S. president really is and the real reason they are after Trump? Since the creation of the United States, we thought we were freely electing U.S. presidents when, in fact, they were pre-selected esquires or sub-knights positioned by the royal crown. Let that sink in now. You know where this drop really comes from. It's been common knowledge with all the Russia stuff that really the real conspirator behind our elections was the crown. Yeah. Okay, Q1708. What if the UK government worked hand in hand with the Hussein administration to sabotage the 2016 election? Duh. Christopher Steele? isn't he the Brit? Okay. You thought Hussein and the witch were the first trying to rig our elections. The British crown, the three-city empire, and their puppets have been playing with us since 1606. We stopped the game when we elected Trump, and this is why, through their fake news, you're witnessing their heretical meltdown. Now let's focus on the three-city empire. As you already know, the cabal likes triangles. We just on our money, the pyramid with the eyeball, the all-seeing eye. This is Illuminati, Freemasonry, you just add them all in there. They divided the global power structure in three and allocated a special power to each city. The Vatican was religion. All roads lead to Rome. City of London is financial, the finance part of it. The District of Columbia is the military part of it. This is that triangle. What is the common denominator? Answer, money from whom? Rothschilds. The real oranges of the Rothschilds, I won't go into the orange thing because that was another post thing. The real oranges of the Rothschild cabal power are to be found in 1694 when King William III of Orange privatized the Bank of England, authorized William Paterson to import financial tools from Germany and Switzerland. This helped him finance his wars and rebuild his naval fleet that was recently destroyed by France. Later in 1815, the financial center of London was the first domino to fall when Nathan Rothschild took control of the stock market and subsequently the Bank of England. Thanks to his widespread banking mail network that wars would not disrupt, he was aware that Wellington won the Battle of Waterloo against Napoleon 24 hours before anyone did in London. Talk about false flags. These things happen. They were strategically placed to steal, kill, and destroy. He manipulated the market by spreading the rumor that they have lost the war and later raided the weakened stocks. And of course, during the war, while Nathan Rothschild was financing the British crown, his brother Jacob was financing Napoleon. Pretty cool scam to decide who would win, right? With the control of Great Britain's wealth, the Rothschilds became an essential financial power and the Vatican appointed them as their financial advisor in 1823. What do you think they essentially advised? Yes, in 1832 this happened, the clown connection, 1832 Rothschild loan to the Holy See. There are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword, the other is by debt. That was quoted by John Adams. The Vatican was the second domino to fall. Next, the Rothschild cabal attacked America in two main steps. First, they lobbied Congress to pass the Act of 1871 that we went through earlier. Purpose, allow the District of Columbia to borrow as much money as needed on our behalf to later file bankruptcy. Here is the Chapter 62 of the 31st Congress, Session 3, with the Act to provide a government for the District of Columbia. Why is this relevant? Why Chapter 62? Because 62 years after this act was passed, we borrowed so much money that, as planned, we had to file bankruptcy in 1933. This was the financial false flag that allowed FDR to steal our gold. I mean, I saw the film. FDR, people were forced at gunpoint to give up all their gold in the United States of America. Okay, he stole our gold, impoverished us, and enslaved us further through Social Security. Do you see it? That's why I think they ought to give you what you have earned. Take it in increments. Take it how you want, not penalize you if you take it this way or that way. They have no rights to that money. That's our money. The devil gives back. And I don't mean just what they've taken. I mean sevenfold if the thief be found out. Do you see it? The bankruptcy of the U.S. corporation was programmed to occur 62 years after its creation. They coded it in the creating Chapter 62 of the 1871 Act. Those in the know prepare accordingly to make a fortune. Washington, D.C. was the third and last domino to fall. Why are we ignorant of these things? Because they control the school system through which they lie to us in exchange for a job and a nice car. Because they control the complicit fake news and entertainment business whose job is to keep us asleep and distracted. Yes, America, we lost our freedom, our wealth, and our government long ago. Until Trump. Now you can fully grasp the power of Trump's executive orders, particularly the one signed on December 21st, the very next day after he got inaugurated, and what it really means in Q1700. That's where confiscating all properties and monies of people that are involved in human trafficking and all this. Yeah. You're now equipped to decode the Maestro's tweet with Ingram's interview. But there is more. What if I told you this state visit to the UK was Trump and Melania conquering the three-city empire? Yes, they coated it with their wardrobe when departing Washington, D.C. and when landing in London. Yeah, she had on this. Yeah. So you thought Melania's wardrobe and accessories were only chosen for their beauty? Think again. I told you in a previous post, she's a secret warrior. What a blessing for America. Did you see how the maestro pulled Israel into the decode? Did you understand this message? Once again, make the difference between the current state of Israel and where we have good friends and enemies in the people of Israel. In other words, there are very wicked Israelites, that Zionists, and there are ones that are the true Israel. Okay. The people of Israel is you and me. If anyone who has accepted the covenant and has decided to live under the divine commandments revealed to Moses and confirmed by Jesus Christ, the Messiah, this is what makes the people the elected people in God's eyes. It's not DNA. Some Israelites have accepted this covenant, others did not. Since King David, this people of Israel has been ruled by various kings, and whether you know it or not, his descendants are still among us, secretly ruling. The satanic cabal refuses their authority and fights to implement its own antichrist agenda through governments, central banks, and the Vatican. Why does Jesus Christ have to come back? Because those who refused his authority are still here. Who are they? Well, I wrote here the Revised Holy Roman Empire. Once again, who are they? Rome. You thought the Roman Empire was gone? They were the first politicians who figured out that the empires come and go. So instead of waiting to collapse, they engineered their disappearance. Yes, controlled demolition, just like Building 7, talking about 9/11. And how did they come back? Yes, through the three-city empire. Are you familiar with the Roman fascists? It's F-A-S-C-E-S, where fascist comes from. It's a bound bundle of wooden rods, something including an axe with its blade emerging, and used in ancient Rome to symbolize power and authority. The fasces was for a long time the symbol of Republic Rome before it became an empire. Fascism derives its name from fasces, however you say it, which also represents strength through aggregation. Do you see the golden calf? How about socialism? Mussolini's National Fascist Party and fasces on its flag. Now question, why do we find this symbol in our Congress? If you look in the House of Congress on each side of where the chair sits, there's this Roman thing that's talking about. Now you see the secret reason why Congress has failed us so many times, from 1871 to Nervous Nancy. At this point, you have all you need to decode the amazing U.S. state visit riddle and identify all the victories that the maestro brought back home. The riddle starts and ends with the code of U.S. state visit and is made of 10 tweets. Try to solve it and we'll compare our findings in my next article. History is being made. You are the saviors of mankind. Nothing will stop what is coming. Nothing. And it wasn't in the Seal Brain Post, but what I understand is the Queen handed over the documents to Donald Trump that freed us. We'll no longer see the braid on our flag, the gold fringe and the braid on our flag and certain things, but restored us back to our republic. And I wonder if maybe on July 4th at Mount Rushmore, this big to-do, that maybe that will not be announced, you know, that we're no longer a corporation, but we are a republic again. So we'll see. Yeah.